This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Business analytics with Excel. Techniques for data success. Learn how to use Excel techniques for business analytics to make smarter decisions. Boost your skills with professional development and online courses. Business analytics with Excel techniques, making data work for you. Hey, I want to share something that's been a game changer for me lately, using Excel for business analytics. Now, I know what you're thinking. Excel? That old spreadsheet tool? But trust me, it's way more powerful and versatile than most people realize, especially when it comes to analyzing business data and making smarter decisions. Whether you're running a small biz, working in marketing, finance, or just interested in numbers, mastering some Excel techniques for business analytics can give you a leg up. The cool thing is, you don't have to be a tech genius or a data scientist to get started. A lot of it boils down to a few essential tools and concepts that anyone can learn. Not to mention, it's a great way to stay sharp with your professional development or continuing education. Why Excel for business analytics? Widely accessible. Nearly everyone has access to Excel or a similar spreadsheet tool. Easy to start. Basic functions like sum, average, and countif can give quick insights. Scalable. You can handle both small data sets and pretty large ones with pivot tables and more advanced formulas. Hey, so I was just thinking about how much the world of marketing and digital marketing has shifted lately, especially when it comes to e-commerce. If you've been paying any attention to online shopping or how brands are reaching us, you've probably noticed there's a whole new set of tools and strategies shaking things up. I wanted to share some of the coolest trends I've seen emerge this year that are shaping the future of online stores, and honestly, it's pretty exciting stuff. Honestly, one of the best parts about Excel is that it's perfect for those involved in lifelong learning or adult education, especially through online courses or distance learning platforms. Speaking of which, I recently found Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses that offer some great opportunities to deepen your skills, including database management and analytics, which complement Excel really well. Key Excel techniques for business analytics. Pivot tables. These are probably the most powerful tool in Excel for summarizing and analyzing large datasets. You can quickly slice and dice information, compare different metrics, and group data without writing complex formulas. Conditional formatting. Great for highlighting trends or spotting outliers in your data. For example, you can color cells red if sales drop below a threshold, or green if they exceed a target. It makes scanning data much easier. Lookup functions. VLOOKUP and index match are lifesavers when you need to cross-reference data between sheets, like matching customer orders with their contact info or tracking inventory changes. Data validation. This helps control the data input process to reduce errors. In a business setting, this means less time cleaning messy data and more accurate reports. Basic formulas. Understanding SUMIF, COUNTIF, and AVERAGE IF can add dynamic filtering power to your calculations, letting you do more than just add or average values. Charts and dashboards. Visual representation of data is key to decision-making. Excel allows you to build interactive dashboards using slicers and timelines, making it easier to track key performance indicators, KPIs. Putting it together. Imagine you're analyzing sales data for your small business or department. You could start by importing your data into Excel, cleaning it up with data validation, summarizing sales by region or product using pivot tables, and then highlight top performers with conditional formatting. Add a few charts to show sales trends over time, and you've got a compelling, visual business report that's ready to share. And the best part? All of those skills can be polished through accessible online courses and professional development programs. Whether you prefer structured classes or self-paced learning, continuing your education in this space pays off. If you're serious about boosting your business data skills, I recommend checking out Verversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They offer a solid range of topics that support not only Excel, but also broader data analytics and business intelligence competencies. Explore courses now and take your analytics game to the next level. Final thoughts. So yeah, business analytics with Excel isn't just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding your data well enough to make informed decisions that drive success. Plus, it gives you a practical, adaptable skill set that's useful across industries. If you haven't already, give these Excel techniques a try and see how much easier your workflows and reports become. And keep an eye out for continuing education opportunities that can deepen your knowledge, especially through flexible distance learning formats. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Hope this inspires you to get your hands on some spreadsheets and start making sense of data in a way that's fun and effective.